Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, Apple has released iOS 26.5.1 for iPhone users. You can install the update by heading to Settings, then choosing General, then choosing Software Update. In Apple's official release notes, the company says the update addresses an issue for a small number of users that may prevent wired charging on iPhone Air and iPhone 17 models when the battery is nearly drained. Essentially, some users had noticed that when their battery got too low, their iPhone wouldn't power back up using a wired charger. Instead, they'd have to place it on a wireless or MagSafe charger to get it to wake up. It's possible that this update also fixes some other bugs as well, as Apple doesn't usually mention all of the changes in its release notes. But nonetheless, if you have an iPhone 17 or iPhone Air and you've been facing this problem, it's important to get this update installed as soon as possible. Apple has also released macOS 26.5.1, and in its release notes, the company says the update addresses an issue for enterprise users where Macs with an M1 chip could unexpectedly shut down when using certain content filtering network extensions. So macOS 26.5.1 won't affect most Mac users, just those who are enterprise users with a Mac powered by an M5 processor. Next up today, a new rumor on Weibo has more details about what's coming for the first foldable iPhone, or what might be called the iPhone Ultra. As Apple continues preparing for mass production of the iPhone Ultra, this rumor says that the iPhone Ultra will have a vapor chamber cooling feature. This is the first we've heard about iPhone Ultra featuring this vapor chamber technology. Apple added vapor chambers to the iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max last year, and they seem to have been a big success. Combined with the switch to aluminum, vapor chambers have done wonders for the iPhone's ability to sustain performance at higher levels. iPhone 15 Pro and 16 Pro, by contrast, had issues with overheating, under strain, and while fast charging. iPhone Ultra adding a vapor chamber is good news considering it's also supposed to be surprisingly thin, and the iPhone Ultra is expected to be made from titanium, so Apple presumably thinks that the vapor chamber will offset any performance impact of using titanium over aluminum. And finally, this rumor also says that all signs still point to the iPhone Ultra being announced and released in September as originally planned. This is despite other rumors about production hurdles. While Apple likely is facing some speed bumps in ramping up production of its first foldable iPhone, it's seemingly accounting for this in its timeline and is still prepared to hit that September mark. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. With Card Pointers, most users save over $750 per year. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards. One of my favorite features is the Safari extension that shows you exactly what card to use and which offers are available for that purchase to maximize your rewards. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on Card Pointers, and you can get lifetime access to Hotel Slash, a members-only hotel booking tool that helps you find lower hotel rates. Just hit the link in the show notes to get started today. Next up today, iOS 27 will be introduced in just 1 week at WWDC, and a new report from Bloomberg reveals another new feature set to come as part of this update. And that's the ability for iPhone users to split bills in Apple Wallet using just a photo of the receipt. The report explains that the feature will allow users to photograph a receipt, assign different items to different people, then generate payment requests. The new tool can also calculate each person's share of the bill, including item cost, tax, and tip. The feature will reportedly be tied to Apple Cash, which is Apple's peer-to-peer payment service similar to Venmo. Users will be able to find it in the Wallet app or in the Messages app in iOS 27, and there will be support for Apple Watch as well. This is at least the second feature rumored for Apple Wallet in iOS 27. An earlier leak revealed the Wallet app will add support for converting physical passes to digital passes. For example, you might be able to take a photo of your gym membership's barcode and create a version of that to store in Apple Wallet. Again, both of these features are expected as part of iOS 27, but we'll know for sure next week when Apple announces the update at WWDC on Monday. Running out today, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new look at Apple's upcoming iPhone camera plans. It's been widely reported that later this year, one of the biggest changes to the iPhone 18 Pro camera will be the debut of a variable aperture main camera, in contrast to the current fixed aperture design. But that might come at a steep cost. According to Kuo, the new variable aperture lens will carry a 50% higher average selling price than Apple's current lens system. This alone should mean that Apple will increase the price of the iPhone 18 Pro, but the component cost increase couldn't come at a worse time, as Apple is already dealing with rising memory costs that are putting pressure on its margin. Finally, looking further into the future, Kuo says that the 2028 iPhones will feature a new ultra-wide camera module. It's not exactly clear what benefits this new chip design for the ultra-wide camera will offer for users, but it could mean improved image quality, improved image processing, or nothing altogether. Nonetheless, all of this is just an example of Apple's continued work on improving not just one, but all of the lenses it uses in iPhones today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.